This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Texter writes, RFK gives American companies up to 2 years to remove the poisons in our food as they sell food without poison to other countries. Yeah, I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed in this yesterday. Wasn't what it appeared. Two dyes that are very rarely used, they're basically permits were pulled, essentially. They're approval permits. Well, good. We could have done it for the other six. Again, this texter's right. Europe has been doing this for years. The science of dyeing things with safe products that are not petroleum-based. Well-established, used in most first world countries. This is not hard stuff. And Consumer Reports busting RFK yesterday. You know this plan's voluntary, right? It's voluntary. There's no enforcement mechanism. Yeah, it's really disappointing. Now, what they said was they have a verbal agreement with the food industry, the same food industry that lobbied hard to keep RFK from being appointed, that food industry. Look, this is not what we were promised. And I'd love to tell you something different, but it's not. And when you describe it accurately, because look, I am a student of RFK. I've read his newsletter for years. One of the things I've always loved about it is the links. The links are what sold me on his philosophy, the links to the studies, the links to the science. And, you know, just personally over the years, and you know, listening to the show, I have thrown out $500, $600 worth of stuff in my house when I realized what it was doing to my children. And these are things, a lot of them, that are not in Europe. They are not in Canada. We do not need to poison our children. There is another way forward. And this was the big, and you know what? I felt like there was, I don't want to say dishonesty, but a little bit of spin yesterday that made it sound like this stuff's getting banned, and it's not. It's not. Now, maybe they'll work toward that later, but a verbal agreement with companies to start phasing this out over 2 years? Are you kidding me? Folks, a lot of these companies, again, will make one version of Fruit Loops for Canada, one for Europe, and one for us. They can do this. They've already got the supply chains to do this. This is ridiculous. Especially when you describe it this way. This is Dr. Marty Markary, and he's right.
Why do we have this chronic disease epidemic? Rising rates of autism, cancer, and autoimmune disease. What's going on? Well, look, we've poisoned the food supply, seed oils, pesticides, toxins, heavy metals. We have the most medicated generation in the history of the world.
But how are Americans not aware and up in arms over this?
The system is bankrupting the country.
It is. I mean, wait, forget the dyes. I mean, we're going to do this with pesticides too? Again, the same pesticides banned in Canada, banned in Australia, banned in New Zealand, banned in Europe. I mean, it's so bad. There was an article about a container of grapes that was shipped from India to Europe. It was blocked at the border, considered too dangerous to consume. It was covered with pesticides. Same ones here. And once you start to understand what's in this stuff, you know, I make the decision. I mean, it happens all the time. I make the decision all the time to eat less vegetables and to eat less fruit because I'll go in, the organic price will be too high. Sometimes organic's just very expensive. It's just too much for that week. And I'm like, we just won't eat it. I won't touch that stuff. I will not touch it if it's not organic because I understand what it is. And especially, folks, if you are buying a food where you eat the skin, Grapes is a good example for that. You're buying a food like that. If you're not buying it organic, just leave it. You'd be better off not consuming the fruit and taking vitamin C. I'm serious. And they understand this in Europe. And we need to begin to understand it too. It is making us sick. So look, I don't know all the politics here. Can tell what's going on here. The food industry is slow walking RFK and Dr. Marty Markarian, maybe ultimately Trump, is slow walking them to the end of the Trump administration is what they're doing. Well, we'll do some voluntary Sunday. Well, okay, cool. We could poison the people for another 2 years. This stuff is documented to cause cancer. We know it causes neurological defects, and we are letting them give it to children. This is just, and folks, the law, here's the thing, the law already exists for this. It's been passed. This is the crazy part. It is law in this country. If something is found to be a toxin that causes cancer, automatic ban. It's not, you can do it if you want. Law requires it already. We passed it. Congress passed it. This is old. Been on the books for decades. So this, well, we'll do it voluntary. Well, we'll let them decide when they do it. Well, we'll just talk to them, but not put it in writing. It's the law. You don't like the law, change it so we can poison the people. We'll all be upfront about it. Because RFK is not wrong here.
Was that because we were robust people, because we were vigorous, because we were tough. We had what my uncle called this beef jerky toughness. That was responsible for our country being the land of the brave and the home of the free, the greatest industrial power in the world, the wealthiest country. We owned half the wealth on earth when my uncle was president, and part of that was because of the vigor of our society. But and that's one of the reasons he started the Presidential Council on Fitness, Physical Fitness, because he saw that he felt that Americans were getting soft. And it was going to steal from us and erode all of our leadership, our moral authority and our values and our role as an exemplary nation. And since his death, we've had this extraordinary chronic disease epidemic. When my uncle was president, 3% of American kids had chronic disease. Today, it's around 60%. And these are broad category, the ones that Marty mentioned, like ADHD, the neurological disorders, ADD, ADHD, speech delay, language delay, tics.
Look, we don't know who called off the dogs here. We don't know if that came from the Oval Office and he's just doing what he's told, or this was him, or what. This is well-documented stuff, folks. And again, we need to change the way they think, that we think. One of the things you can do, honest to God, if you're thinking, well, I should eat a salad, it'll be healthier. Is it organic? No, don't eat it. Not worth it. You would be better off eating something else, because again, lettuce is a thing that the pesticides are sprayed directly on. And we haven't even gotten to those yet. So to watch them cave like this, I gotta tell you, I'm disappointed.